Welcome back, everybody. That is Jeff Kazak, a tin whistle player, joining us live here in studio for a celebration of St. Patrick's Day right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Folks, we always got to take a little bit of a break from the politics of it all. It will all still be there tomorrow, and I will be talking about it, of course. But today we are celebrating Irish Heritage and St. Patrick's Day. We're starting out our show today with Jeff Kazak, again of the Irish Fest School of Music, playing a little live tin whistle here in the studio, which is just fantastic. We've been talking about the differences between some of the types of Irish music. And here's one of the other things I wanted to point out to people. Irish also has its own version of polka.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of people, they hear polka and they go, well, that's Polish.
Yep.
And as a very proud German-Irish, Polish, Milwaukeean with a bunch of other things thrown in, there is Irish polka as well. Is it super distinguishable when you hear it, Jeff, from more traditional Polish polka? And if so, how do people tell the difference?
Yeah, I mean, you'll hear a similarity to Polish and German polkas, like that lift is there still, kind of that bounce that you have in polkas. But it's a little bit, just has that Irish flavor to it. And it's fascinating because it kind of stems from, a lot of people don't realize this, but the polka itself coming from Czechoslovakia and Poland was kind of a dance craze throughout Europe in the mid-1800s. It was like the Macarena or something, you know.
Oh, where everybody, I didn't know that.
Everybody had to do the polka. So it kind of traveled across Europe and made its way to Ireland. And they really took hold in the southwestern part of Ireland, Cork and Kerry and Limerick counties, known as the Slieve Lucra area. There's polkas that occur in the north and, Sligo, Donegal as well, but they're typically a little bit slower. The Slieve Lucra polkas in the southwest corner are particularly lively and fast, and set dancers love a polka.
Yes, absolutely. It's such a fun couples dance.
Oh,
again,
it is, yeah.
I have given myself blisters and sore knees from over polkaing at Polish Fest and weddings throughout my lifetime. Before I forget to do this, Jeff, if someone has no experience playing Irish music or they'd like to learn more about it, how do they find the Irish Fest School of Music in Milwaukee? And where do they go? Do you have a website? Can they give you all a call?
Yeah, we have IrishFestSchoolOfMusic.com. So we have information about our private instructors and classes. You can check that out, enroll online, or give us a call with questions. And we also have the week before Irish Fest itself, we have the Irish Fest School of Music, or Irish Fest Summer School, pardon me, which is IrishFestSummerSchool.com. That website where we have or utilize some of the instructors or musicians that come in for the festival will teach music classes. Cultural experts will give presentations and teach Irish language, Irish dance. So it's a good way to kind of immerse yourself really quickly in Irish culture.
Yeah, a crash summer course.
It is, yeah. It's like
Irish
almost like a special immersion week, and then you go into Irish Fest.
Jeff, we were laughing beforehand. I had half a hankering today to like bust out my fiddle and join you. But we will have Jeff back and maybe a couple of other musicians from the Irish Fest School of Music before Irish Fest.
Yes.
I will get out my fiddle. We will do some more live music. That way, at least my mistakes will be covered up by actual decent musicians. But I have to tell you, it's one of those things when you don't play for a while, and I don't know if you've ever gone through a period in your life where you haven't played for a while, but it's been about 2 years since I've played a lot.
Right on, yeah.
And I hear things, and I remember where I played them, and I have this, like, deep sense of longing and loss. This has put the bug back in me, Jeff. And my mother, if she's listening, you'll be very happy to know, Mom, I'm going to go to the Irish Fest School of Music and sign up for some classes.
Yes, please do.
Because it's been a joyful day for me because I turned off the political news, turned on all different gamut of Irish music. And people don't recognize there's a lot of like Irish music has evolved into sort of its own like rock pop. There's a lot of that out there.
Yeah.
Gaelic Storm, very popular. They always sell out. I love the fact that in the lead up to either St. Patrick's Day or Irish Fest, you always see a bunch of Irish music shows in and around Wisconsin.
Yes.
Folks show up.
I mean, this March has been insane.
Busy.
Quite literally how busy it has been for Irish shows and Milwaukee and throughout Wisconsin. Yeah.
Is there a good hub to go to if people are interested in seeing local Irish music?
Yeah, so there's a couple of resources. So if you go to the Celtic Milwaukee website, which is the parent organization of Irish Fest, CelticMKE.com, we do have an events calendar with upcoming concerts. And then if you're interested in just either sitting in on an Irish session, which is an informal gathering of musicians, or just like to watch and listen on the Irish Fest School of Music website, we do have a calendar of local and Wisconsin-based sessions that are happening.
I'll check that out for sure. Because like doing a session, we were talking before, I was a classically trained violinist, and it wasn't until later, like I almost burnt out on it. And then my mom made an effort to get me involved in different kinds of music where you didn't read music at all.
Yeah.
You either had like chord charts or the basic elements of what the tune was, and the rest of it you just learn by ear.
Yep.
And that's so enjoyable. It's sort of like, forget the constrictions.
Yeah, that's one thing that draws people to learning Irish music, because that is an oral tradition. So
yes,
through the school, we try to teach orally primarily, so it's by ear. We'll teach tunes by repetition, so you don't necessarily have to read sheet music to be able to play the music. And really, that's kind of like this absorption method is kind of the way that music was handed down for generations.
Yeah, and immersion, so. You heard
it. Absolutely. Yep.
It's so cool. I wanted to give people just a couple more tidbits of like, how do you know you're hearing an Irish fiddle versus something that's not? And we're going to use Irish music throughout the show, folks. But a couple of the things that I remembered, and tell me if I'm getting any of this wrong, Jeff, was like the bow crunching and bouncing to get those really driving rhythms. The trills.
Yep.
The like lead up where you're not just a trill, but like the up and down right around a note.
Yep.
What else did I'm forgetting a couple of things, the crunching, the trills. Oh, the slides, of course,
sliding into notes. Yeah, so
which is great. If you get the note a little wrong, you just keep sliding until you get it right.
Yep.
It's fantastic. I can't believe we're already out of time.
Oh,
Jeff.
Wow. It was fast.
It was so fast. This is why you're going to have to come back. And I will play with you the next time.
Let's do it. Yeah,
because you're
great.
Making me deeply jealous. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jeff Kazak of the Irish Fest School of Music. You can find out more at irishfestschoolofmusic.mke or celticmke.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Maggie. Thanks for having us.
So much fun. The fun continues as we celebrate Irish culture and heritage here in the state of Wisconsin. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jeff.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
We're going to be right back with folks from the Irish Heritage Center here in Wisconsin. You're not going to want to miss a minute. Come back.